All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to another edition of the Daily Drip.
Happy Monday.
Happy Monday. Welcome. My name is Philip Kerrigan. I am the program manager of the Washington State Combined Fund Drive.
And I am Jerrica Ferguson, handling marketing and development.
We are talking about an issue that, I'll be honest with you, I don't know why it gets me emotional every time.
It does, every time.
I think it's the notion of rehabilitation in the face of profound mistakes.
I think it's also because you see it as like a real thing of hope,
yeah.
Right? Like you actually see it in their face when we talk about this.
Yeah, so we are highlighting an organization called the Prison Pet Partnership. They deal in Pierce County mostly. And what exactly does Prison Pet Partnership do?
So they actually kind of do two things. So it is truly a partnership of what I love. Mm-hmm. It's actually partnering animals, okay. Dogs,
yeah.
And it also partners these inmates. So what they do is enriches lives of inmates, homeless animals, and the community through human-animal bond. Yeah. It goes further than that, though, because they actually do vocational skills for finding employment after the pet partnership. So these inmates actually get a skill from taking care of these animals, which I know we'll go into what does it actually mean as prison pet partnership, but this is an ability to teach women down in Gig Harbor at the Women's Correctional Center in Purdy. And one of the things is they actually, the skills that they learn by taking care of these pets, they actually can take that out, get certificates, they get help with building resumes, they get help doing these tasks that they learned in prison that they can take out, and they actually help them scout jobs too.
Yeah.
So this whole pet prison, prison pet partnership actually goes further than just the partnership between pet and prisoner.
That's so cool.
Yeah.
That's so cool. Yeah. I don't know what it is about the rehabilitation of folks who have been incarcerated, but for whatever reason, it always gets me emotional because I just think of how many of us have made mistakes in our lives.
Oh yeah.
Even if they aren't as drastic as some of the folks who end up in prison, and how many times we seek forgiveness for those mistakes, and how tough it can be to like get locked away, be in there for years, and kind of come to the realization that you were making mistakes. Mm-hmm. And then you know, sort of come to grips with that.
And then it's even further of like, you may have gotten lucky.
Yeah.
Right? Like you decided to do something stupid, but you didn't get caught.
Yep. It's the idea also of just forgiveness.
Right. It is. And
grace.
It is. And I think what's really incredible about the Prison Pet Partnership charity, this organization, that how they place them. So what they're doing is it's this ability of taking this pet and then going in, and they work with the inmate and this incarcerated individual, they train them to and from, and they actually then go back, and this pet then now can go, this dog can go and help people with disabilities.
Yeah.
They can help in senior care homes. It can help individuals that need therapy. And it was somebody that was that we, I think, as a country tend to look at down on people that are incarcerated, and yet they're training dogs help the ones that we tend to look like, oh, there's a senior in need, what do we do?
Yeah,
well, look what our incarcerated individuals are doing right then and there.
So the statistics on incarceration and recidivism in this country are pretty astounding. So the United States has the highest incarceration rate in the entire world.
I've heard that.
We represent 4.4% of the world's population, yet we house 22% of the world's prisoners. The good news is, according to Pew, the incarceration rate is at a 2-decade low.
Wow.
So we're hopefully making strides in the right direction. 70%, there is a 76% recidivism rate, which means folks who go back to prison within 5 years of being removed from state prison.
Wow.
So 76% of the time you leave state prison, you are very likely to come back.
That is really sad.
There's a 44% recidivism rate from federal prisons. This is according to the Bureau of Justice.
Right.
So that means that just under half of the folks who come out of federal prisons, like Leavenworth and McNeil, are actually likely to go back.
Right.
And 76% of those who leave state prisons, like Purdy, are likely to go back.
Right. Have you been to Purdy?
I have not been to Purdue.
Yeah, so I actually was able to go, and I actually have seen this
that's really
prison
cool.
pet partnership. Yeah. Yeah, it's an incredible facility, too. It's, like, on top of the hill out there, and I was able to, as an intern, to go.
Yeah.
And, like, they care.
Yeah.
Like, you see them with, like, dogs. Like, you see normal people with dogs, you know, just, like, not normal people, but, like, people out in the public, and they're like, oh, dog. Yeah. And you're like, okay.
Yeah.
But these, like, women in here at Purdue are, like, it's a different care.
Yeah.
It's like a responsibility that I don't see in a person that's like got their dog.
Yeah.
And you know, from a pet store, they actually really, it's like a love.
Right.
And it's a different love that I don't feel like I see with my friends that also have dogs. Yeah, yeah.
We don't want folks to go back to prison.
No.
Right. We don't want it for their well-being, mm-mm. their mental and physical well-being. Mm-mm. We don't want it, even if you're a cold-hearted just person who looks at economics, we don't want it for taxpayers.
No.
We don't want folks to go back to prison.
No.
And anything we can provide individuals that are currently incarcerated to break them of that cycle, which includes things like caring for animals and using animals as a therapeutic means and then also as a tangible mean of getting out, is a good thing. So why don't you tell us a little bit about what they said was a donation impact?
So the Prison Prep Partnership gave us a giving impact statement of $50. So a gift of $50 would provide classroom instructions, certifications in basic pet care to an incarcerated women so that they can learn marketable job skills. So what that kind of goes into is, as I mentioned before, that these women actually get, you know, job placement opportunities, things like that. But they actually have the ability to get and offer educational scholarships to formerly incarcerated women. So women that went through this program can come back and say, hey, I want to further my education, and they can actually receive additional training and education after release as well through scholarships, through the Prison Pet Partnership, because they went through that themselves.
Yeah, excellent.
Another big thing when we talk about recidivism and this group is they are trying to prevent that.
Yes.
They are trying to give skill sets to these women to not come back and return.
Right, right.
Just right then and there. Another big thing is, I think a lot of people, if you've heard about the Prison Pet Partnership or other type of nonprofits that deal similar to this, is they do use them for, you know, service animals. Well, a lot of people go, well, what do you do if the animal isn't trainable to be service? Well, what's really unique is, you know, we don't want the animal to go right back to the shelter. So what they do, they actually will take service dogs that just weren't, or they will take dogs that weren't able to be service dogs and actually train them in basic obedience and place them in still loving permanent homes. So they are still taking care of these animals, even though they didn't complete that training program that they went in for.
Very cool. Very cool. Prison Pet Partnership, very cool organization. Mm-hmm. If you like what you hear about them, we invite you to go to the website, click Start Giving to This Charity right underneath this podcast. If you like what you hear from our podcast, we encourage you to review us.
Please do. And you can always find us on iTunes, Google Play, or at your desktop.
That's right. And so we really hope that you enjoyed a little bit of this particular podcast. Go to the website and listen to other ones. This is the Daily Drip.
Yes, it is.